Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Francie Overstreet, and I get the privilege of reading the devotional today. Yesterday, we celebrated Thanksgiving, not only a time of sharing delicious food, but also gathering to give thanks for what God has done and continues to do. As you are well aware, particularly the moms and grandmoms, a lot of planning and preparation goes into the meal. We make homemade noodles because my husband loves them. Our daughter makes delicious from scratch crescent rolls. We pray, pass plates, and always eat more than we ought to. But my favorite time is when we are all just chatting as we eat the pumpkin pie smothered in whipped cream. This is sort of the P.S. time after the meal. There are always lots of shared stories, laughter, teasing, memories, and some serious conversations. While the meal is the main event, it is this sort of finishing time that, though I am always very tired, is refreshing to me. In some ways, 1 Corinthians 16 is like the P.S. to all that has gone on before. As Paul finishes this letter, there are many things he wants to say in closing. 1 Corinthians dealt with a wide range of issues facing the young church, and Paul's advice helped them to understand how the good news related to living lives as followers of Christ. It was all very heavy stuff. In the last chapter, the tone seems to show Paul wanting to finish on an encouraging note. He speaks specifically about those who helped him and how they had refreshed his spirit. For they refreshed my spirit and yours also, 1 Corinthians 16:18. Paul is needing to have his spirit refreshed, and fellow believers helped him. The word refresh means to revive or reinvigorate. We revive plants with water. We refresh our computers when we want to update a website. And here in some way, the very presence of these men refreshed him. Perhaps they just let him rest or told him stories of what God was doing or played a game with him or let him be not the great apostle for a minute, but just a brother in Christ. We don't know what, but it is something for us to do for others, and especially those who serve at church. They may not even know they need to be refreshed, but you may sense God telling you to encourage them. One time when I was children's director, a friend saw before I did that I needed to be refreshed. I took her advice and went away for 2 days to be alone with the Lord. The first night I went to bed at 8 p.m. and did not wake up until 8 a.m. the next morning. 12 hours of sleep. I did not know my physical tank was that empty, but her encouragement refreshed me. As we think about all the staff at EFCC, from those who work behind the scenes to those who are in front of the congregation, please consider ways of refreshing their spirits. Perhaps your words of encouragement might be just the very thing God wants them to hear. Please be praying for all of them to be refreshed in their spirits. Thank you so much for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.